You're against abortion.
Yes. I'd like to know what happens in the UK if I was to go tomorrow in London and start selling dog meat. I'm pretty sure the council will come and shut me down. With regards to Pakistani people coming in, Pakistani artists, I'm not sure how you come into country, kill people, and with no money, I'll have some of my other people play some nice music for you and write nice books for you. I don't know how that works. With regards to media, I think we live in an age of media, and it's certainly grown out of proportion. This little media that we have a back with, I was going through it in the last line, to somebody at the back, but this says, are we being alarmist with the 24/7 TV? And I, believe you me, but I almost read it as NDTV 24/7.
Right.
Just a couple of points. Mr. Mulkani, you spoke about Shishena, and it's pretty unfortunate what happened a few days back. But I don't think the Shishena was any better than 15 years back, right?
Right.
The one last point to show today, you say you're a troublemaker. I think you're lucky to be a troublemaker in the BJP time, for it was the Congress, you'll be behind bars.
Someone up there, please, who's right at the top. There's a lady up there, please. Ben? You can see my problem. There are so many of you who want to express yourself freely. Please, the lady with the microphone.
Hi, my comment is towards everybody here who is assuming that when we talk about Muslims and Indian groups and when we talk about Pakistan and India, we're talking about a single entity. No. When we talk about Pakistan, like Mr. Kulkarni pointed out, there are various different opinions. There are people in Pakistan who are criticizing the government over there. Second, I never heard Mr. Anupam Kher speaking, but this is the first time I'm here, and I'm sorely disappointed. I'm sorry to have any idea about what the phrase freedom of expression means. You understand neither culture nor politics.
Firstly, I'd like to say that there was the lady there who talked about, fighting by policemen. The fact is that policemen all over the country are rooted to local politics, and they come from that kind of milieu. The same policemen terrified people when the Congress was in power over here and there were riots in Bombay. It was the same policeman people complained about. To imagine that they came to stop you because it was a debate on Jawaharlal Nehru is a very strange way of looking at it. I think they already got it, because what happened with Mr. Kulkarni, they don't want to repeat of that again. Because if you remember, the chief minister of the BJP in this very state was the one who protected both Mr. Kulkarni and his guests from Pakistan. So if that had not been there, I don't know what else you want.
Alright, and the message for freedom of expression.
And the message for freedom of expression is the fact that they can all get up and say all this and there are no repercussions. And the lady also said one more thing about the media. She said, Mr. Sayer, nobody gets a note from the media. Madam, he wasn't talking about a note. He's asked them in person. People who are the leading anchors today of all the news channels, there is no directive, no hint from the present government at all, and there never will be, because we are committed. We are committed to freedom of expression, and you people are making this paranoia about it. But there are obviously people who are inclined towards the other side. Against Mr. Modi, who were working day and night in Washington to keep him out from there. Today, the world embraces him and the country is leader of all the countries of the
This is why I asked you being the late in the morning in Pazan, are you getting a pay raise?
Right.
This is the pay raise. This is what is wrong. This is, you wanted your bad about, I'm going to come to you in a moment, please. I want my mind to come to you in a moment, please. Yes.
This is the most ridiculous statement I've ever heard. And I think it comes from, he said, it's a paid audience. Is that what he said?
I'm not taking that for the lesson. So don't worry about that.
Which comes from everywhere. It's open to everyone. It's first come, first serve. I'm not controlling who comes here, what kind of people.
You are.
We have reached the last intervention.
I want to read out this message.